Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. It's Sam Cooke. And change. We are open up to change. We need certain change. How the present need for change come about? It takes people, it's not the trees out there. And as far as the world history textbook is concerned, it tells us about the embarkment of people on Earth, different people, right? We have the ethnic group of civilized people, and we have the Indo-Europeans. And what has happened? Something went wrong, right? Yeah. Something went wrong. And the world history textbook tells us very clearly. The different classification of people on Earth tells us that. And
This is what concerns me. It concerns me that the world history textbook tells us that our origin comes from hominids to Homo sapiens. And if you don't understand that, it means before any human beings. Came to the earth, evolved, born, but the origin, the first origin of humanity, that we are coming from the root cause, hominids to Homo sapiens, two different categories, right? And it tells how Homo erectus came up from hominid. And all of this is happening in the African ocean out there and on land. All right? And it tells us how Homo sapiens came. It tells us how Neanderthal came. All right? Neanderthals came out from Homo sapiens, just like we Africans are the first anatomic wise Homo sapiens. It tells us very clear. And you see, it goes on and tells the first anatomically modern humans, people who look like you and I, Africans, known as Homo sapiens, wise human beings, appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they, only these here, began to spread outside Africa. Do you get a sense this has anything to do with the white people? No. Because they belong to Homo erectus. And we are talking about Homo sapiens. The first base existence of wise human being. It did not say that hominid wise human being. He did not say that Homo erectus wise human being. No. This is telling you precisely. This is certified world history textbook. And this is dealing with the science section, science knowledge of human existence. Right? Anything that is more factually based? This has to be proven true. Because it is in certified world history textbook. So it goes on, tell us that recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. Now, this is problematic in the sense
of who is designated here that came up in Africa 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. And that recent evidence points to this designation saying that they began to spread outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago. Now, is there any mixture here with white people? No. Listen, something is wrong, because if white people begin to rule now, not if, well, they have. And have black people surrender under their rule. No, something is wrong, can't you see? Something is wrong. Because there is a principality that is causing this existence of people. And if you can't cross, you can't cross the bridge, must remain the way they are. Because guess what? Is in these beings, blood. And that's the power. That's the power that keeps groups of people where they belong. And so is it that the spread of Homo sapiens sapiens by 30,000 BC, Homo sapiens sapiens had replaced Neanderthal, who had largely died out, possibly as a result of conflict between the two groups. So, although Neanderthals came out from Homo sapiens, just like we hybrid, they are not hybrid. So they just go on as a species out of white Homo sapiens. When the black people who came out from Homo sapiens never had a chance to be like Neanderthals, because we came out via genetic manipulation. That process the Neanderthals did not go through. So, who are, history said, about this mixed one? Mean the dark skin and ethnicity bunch of people. They have a blood. Apart, in addition to the blood of Homo, white Homo sapiens. So, Neanderthals is not the, what they call it, the prototype of the species of civilized species. This is important to know. Prototype. It is important to argue the prototype civilized hybrid. Why did the Neanderthals die out? Why they die out is the question. Now, they had some sense, but did they raise up big civilization anywhere? No, they were not intelligent enough to do that, but they were pretty smart beings, right? So it's the reason why the gods, creating in their image and likeness from the Homo sapiens. So Homo sapiens, you know, is pretty much up on the ladder. So when these Homo erectus white people interbreed up with the Neanderthals, they got a lot of enhancement. Hello? They got a lot of enhancement, but that was not, that was only going to prime them to seek higher enhancement. So, following the history without getting into confusion about anything, follow the history. And history is telling us the difference of Homo erectus, of Neanderthal. And you notice Neanderthals come from Homo sapiens. So Homo Neanderthal go through a process of being mixing with another life and becoming hybrid. But we, the black people, are taken from Homo sapiens and mixed with the blood, the Elohim gods. That's what is making the trouble here today. With the hybrid, people are lagging behind in all that faculty knowledge, you see, because being able to read is one thing, but using your faculty is another. Why is it then that including the Chinese, Indians, Arabs, and Hispanics, and the rest of black people, why all of them has the same problem, whereas civility is in their blood? And reading is a knowledge given to us. We don't go anywhere unless we can read. But I tell you what, if you're poor of judgment, you have a problem there. All right, so let's go through this and make it very clear as to what my point is. My point is about who are the civilized people on earth. Does it have anything to do with white people? Based on the history that I am citing right here, do you have any history prove that white people are a part of the ethnic group? I ain't talking about if they, you know, I mean, unlawfully engaged with relationship with these hybrid people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about authority to rule society. To rule, the civilized world. Explain that. Because this world history textbook doesn't give a premise. Okay? So what happened to the Chinese and the rest of the ethnic group? I'm very sure these white guys are talking about European Union now. Since when they developed European Union? Since when? Better make sure you have a date before 509 BC. Because if you said that it is since 509 BC that they begin to set up anything civilized, you're in for a lot of trouble with that.
A lot of trouble. Because whereas they are trying to flood the world to think that white people were created just like the ethnicity people are. That's a lie. You're crossing the line right there. Because that's not true. And where you don't have the truth in this case, you have a lot of confusion and a lot of hostility, hatred, and a lot of abomination. So I'm making it clear, have any rule, any right, any governmental right to rule? That's what I'm saying to y'all. And they can write as much as they want and talking about how much a part of civility they are because they have now interbreed up with a lot of higher level blood than theirs and trying to pollute up with their RH monkey blood and claim that they are civilized too. No, go so. How did they come to be ruling though? And with laws when no law is delivered to them? How come something went wrong? And is that we supposed to know? And a criminal is a criminal. Honest person is an honest person. I am a honest person. And I don't want what is not mine. What the history book is showing us, that these white people, all they do is steal from the mixed one, the hybrid people. That's what they have been doing and using a little more trick. Criminal trick. That's what they have been using. And it's written in this world history textbook too, that white people are not civilized folks. Okay? And what they try to live down is that they are sodomite, and sodomite countries have been confusion. You don't come up into the civilized world and try to rule it. Are not companions. There is no brethrenship. There is no... They're just not proto. They are not proto-civilized being at all. They come from hominid. Down the line, Homo erectus and mingle with Neanderthal. That doesn't put them into proto. They are only proto-humanoid. Hominid. And even though they mingle with Neanderthal, that don't make them born again proto-civilized hybrid. No. The distinction is the gods, the Elohim gods. Create them in image and likeness. Remember, the Bible is not even telling you the truth, but it is telling you some and giving you some of the soup. White people must get out of all African territories. And that is no joke. They think that they control the world. The lies that they tell to be showing off and black people run gone to hide, they're all in the world history textbook. All the game that they play is into the world history textbook. White people, look, they put themselves in a position to be attacked, especially now with what they are doing. They sodomite. And you want to say sodomite clean? Oh, by who? Jesus' blood? Genesis 19 tell you who write the Bible. It's not black people. They want we to think that black people somehow
help write that Bible. Don't not go like that. It's a lie. They want us to think that a world of Jesus is real. It can't be real if language don't tell you it's real. So what are we doing? Chinese, ethnic group people, what are we doing? When these white people are coming with their sodomite self and impose it on African ethnic people. It's not going to happen. It's not going to go to their fruition because it's a nasty, nasty, uncivilized imposition with imperial colonialism. What the hell is that? Sodomite stuff. Sodomite stuff. Who tells these sodomites that to mingle with black people? It's much to their detriment. And then I'll tell you this. I will tell you this. That solidify what I've just said by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Tamir, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. And here comes the emergence of civilization. See, these people who are coming out of villages now getting a lift up in life to big civilization. And it tells you, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture and enabled them, to survive. All right? I tell you that. And now I'm going to tell you this. There is the rise of cities. White people did not raise up cities. The growth of government. And here is the growth of government. See? That tells you government is not a monarch. The government is ruled by king. All right? So now they will come here and write all kind of something about monarchs and queens and all that kind of stuff. The authority history about the growth of government, citing that there has been government, but there is a rise, because we're talking about the emergence of civilization is a rise of a higher fashion of human life. And it hasn't anything about European white people. Because they are up in Europe for some 2 million years. And who the book is dealing with is civilized people that come to Africa 150 to 200,000 years ago. It has nothing to do with sodomite white people. Nothing whatsoever. So when they talk about they are government and they have constitution and stuff like that, where is the foundation of government for these sodomites? 2 million years. Who brought government on earth? It's the Elohim. That was long after they were up in Europe. Where is their government? They don't have none. Okay? And it goes on to tell you that we have the government. It's not democracy. Hello, it's not democracy.
All right. So you keep on saying democracy, democracy, our democracy, and see what is going to happen to your tongue. Your tongue in your head that you have telling lies against the truth of the hell of him. Prize, when strong winds are going to come and blow you away, or many other things, do similar things there, because it's time to get white people back in their cot, okay? And stop telling black people that they have power to rule. That's not true. Get out of our territory. Go back where you come from, where you learn to be a sodomite. Go back there. Don't come out here and talk all these old bunch of, you know, real uncivilized stuff and put a lot of people, kill a lot of people, and they don't care about that. They don't care about that. You think about, you know, the precious body every being has. But more so, to get more critical about this, an hybrid person is the most valuable human being on the planet, because of all that has been created, Neanderthal, very close to the top. And the best that these white people could do was interbreed up with them. All right? To get a recycling of who they really are. So you're not looking at the real Homo erectus offspring. And so, Homo sapiens sapiens, the first anatomic Homo sapiens sapiens, the wise, wise human being, that it doesn't have an equal. There's no equal. White people and black people are not equal. Tell them to get out right now. Get out. Because all that they have written and tried to, like, change the name of black people and change title and stuff like that and bring themselves in, they don't write in the Bible about themselves. White people don't write in the Bible and they are good and how they are wonderful. That's, they don't write nothing about themselves in the Bible about that. The only right where they begin to take serious action and to destroy the black people. That's what they write in the Bible. And but they write it inaccurately, and they don't talk about themselves like they are Indo-Europeans. They talk like they are somebody else you cannot find nowhere on planet Earth. Those are the names they use. Like Jews. You know? They wrote that black word Jews. I don't find no history that tells me that any Jews exist. You see? But they frame themselves. You see? By practicing, consider, make sense. Use the black people as a stepping stone. Use them because they have image and character that is respected in this world. They are short-circuiting the black people. Prototype. That's what these sodomites are doing. They don't like black people. What are they doing in black people's face? They do everything to be in the black people's territory and make it appear like they have a right to. They don't have any rights. Bring them up to trial and see what they can say for themselves. No, they can only say for themselves things accepted as credible because they are in the wrong context. of representation. You can't come and do all, commit all these crimes to the black people in their own territory. You're coming from thousands of miles away. And then you want to say you make a government and you have a right to control the black people society? Are you crazy? That's madness. The thing that, you know, I mean, the darkest thing about this, having a head, a mental problem, because if they feel great having sex in the honor, bring a biological person here to tell what kind of problem that is, that white people are using as the fuck. Don't have any kind of privilege to live among black people. They don't. So how did they get here? Because of their criminal act. Go to 509-509-BC in Rome, and you will find this spot where the Pope is right now. That's where they started the first, atrocious act against the black people. So, black people going to sit down and keep quiet about that. You're going to go to church. You know, you're going to vote for these guys, you know, and preach democracy. Democracy. Not democracy. Democracy is sodomite democracy. Like Jesus is democracy. And God who begot Jesus is a democracy, not reality. You see that? And so the curse go to them. Because, you know, it's not just us that go wrong. These white people must bear the judgment of their own acts too. Black people have a right to their settlement. Fucking ass white people have no business there. And what they come and talk about is theirs. Nothing is theirs. All right. So this is the edict of today. The role of religion. Important religious development also characterized the new urban civilization. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed crucial to a community's success. And then, read this other one, then get into my next segment. They, the Elohim gods, came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monoliths, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinary, documented, meticulously researched work, Zacharias Hitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy, the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. All right. Now, let me get on now to this next segment. And you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceased, Vitalized, Man Never a Sinner. It's time for us to open up the intellect, get the knowledge in, the right knowledge, and proceed with the civilized life. White people must be done away with. White people. Because clearly, they don't have a foundation of civility. None whatsoever. None. All right? There's none. And they think that reality rests into all of the killing that they have done to the hybrid people. The hybrid people fall. Because why mingle up with something like them? Okay? Well, paying for it. However, it's not that we waive any of the judgment against these sodomites. The most scornful of anything on earth is to be a sodomite. Fucking ass. And look at the things that they have done with the African wealth. Look at the things that they have done with it. And behave like they are beyond anything else, but all they are is honest fuckers. Okay? Slammed frequently by EF4 tornadoes for a de-evil rule. Now, you may take this for a joke. You may take this for a joke. But it is true. The history shows. I can tell you this. I'm going to Google this and tell you what the result is. Who first saw a cyclone in America? I'm Googling this, right? First, C. C-Y-C.
In M-E-R-I-C-A in America.
All right. Let's see what I get. History of Atlantic hurricane warning. Listen to this. Listen to this. History of Atlantic tropical cyclone. Cyclone warnings. Details the progress of tropical cyclone warning in the North Atlantic Ocean. The first service was set up in 1970s. Watch the date. Because I told you that you don't see white people doing anything political till after 509 BC. I told you that. I read the World History textbook, and that's what I see.
All right? We're going to find out more facts about this, you know, about this shit fucking white people them come and do with the African territories. Right? Now, look. Yes, the first service was set up in the 1870s from Cuba with the work of Father Benito Viniz. After his death, hurricane warning services were assumed by the U.S. Army. The Gulf of Mexico on teen basis to look for potential tropical cyclones. Now, think about this now. 1800, meaning that these white people invent bogus AD Anno Domini Calenda. This is what we are reading when we talk about the years in our modern dating now. 1,000, almost 2,000 years since they set up this service of spotting hurricane cyclone from the Atlantic. And notice the Atlantic Ocean north. So you talk about Africa and the Southeast Africa, and then you have the Northwest. And where these cyclones are coming from? They are coming off the coast of Africa. Why? Why Africa? Gods. Season and time, the gods, the Elohim, right? So if white people don't have enough sense to value the history of the Elohim, although the Elohim have done remarkable things and left behind here. And they're going to come and they don't care about nothing that is factual. They'd get a little civility, and that's it. They're going to run the world. They're going to make every heterosexual person must become sodomite. The setup that the white people set up in the world right now is with an agenda to make all the people in the earth world sodomite. Ask me to prove that, and I will show you in their action since 509 BC. I'll prove it to you. So it's from that time on, they begin to see cyclones. Now, this one is saying the first Western Australian cyclone was subsequently named Bessie. An Asian typhoon
local name and to stop using the European and American names. See that? All right. Who first see cyclone in America? History.
No. Let's see that.
When was the first hurricane cyclone in U.S.? All right. Look at this. The white people, they begin to come to America in 1620. There was the pilgrims. And then the Puritans came 10 years later. Right? And this is saying the history of the Atlantic cyclone. No, that near. Yes, the earliest major hurricane, category 3 or greater, to strike the nation occurred in 1957 when Hurricane Audrey made landfall at category 3. Intensity, category 3 intensity, on June 27th. Right? So that 1957, June 27th. Right? Now, so that's the first time. And that is a lot of years after they settled down in America. All right. Let's go after the first tornado in America. Tornado in America. Let's see that. All right. First recorded tornado in United States. All right? Then I say America, you know. United States. 1643 to 1859. Well, 1859 was the 1859. Oh, the hurricane was the in the 1950s. Okay, so the tornado came earlier. All right, potential earliest recorded U.S. tornado and fatality event was recorded by Massachusetts Bay Colony Governor John Winthrop, and he is one hell of an individual, needed to be struck down too. I read other evil stuff. I read evil stuff about him and things that they did when they came here to America, conquering the black people. So he was the first one to see it. There across the southern coast at northwest. So now they came here from 1630. And this is way up here now. It's like, you know, another like 13 years or something like that. Right? Before they see the tornado. So they come here and settle down and begin to do their evils gradually until, yes. And this was irregular. Tornadoes was not around, right? Because they were here all this long time, and if a yearly cycle and season was bringing tornadoes, it wouldn't take this long for them to see. Because you're talking about now about some 20-something years. You see? About some 20-something years. You talk now, or let's see now, from now, about some 30 years or so. They have been in America and never seen a tornado. I thought it was not a yearly cycle thing. Like now, you expect a cycle of these disasters every year, and maybe all around the year too. Now, so this is what I wanted to show you, that something is going on that we ain't paying any attention, that we should. White people have no rights in African territory. They come and say they have rights, but how do they prove it? They don't prove it to nobody, because I don't read anything where anybody query and question these honest fucking idiots. And but they are using law now, and black people don't have no law now, because these fucking idiots say they have AD and Adamani. And none of them will prove it to me that AD and Adamani come out from any zodiacal card. White people culture slammed frequently by EF4 tornadoes for AD evil rule. Yes, and you have a lot more coming. The uncivilized second development white sodomy people live in the Caucasus Hills. 2 million years. Yeah. They were too illiterate and uncivilized. Couldn't venture out Europe to build culture habitats and till the land, right? They're too uncivilized to do any of those things. Over 12,000 years, yes. It's over 12,000 years, they learned some civil knowledge from African hybrid humans who left Africa to build settlements. ABOUT about 100,000 years ago. Yes, that's right. And here we go. It says, then here comes, the sodomites with guns and diseases. Come with their diseases to America's own, what? Come with gun and diseases to Africans. to Africans. Own and defeat. Owns and confiscate. Confiscate their trove. See the following. Same guy I told you about, Weintraub. Listen to him. Look at what he did. John Weintraub, the first governor, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way, aim their own state and society, the exalted status of a new Israel. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. And you know what kind of teaching that is? That is Christianity. For you all who don't know that Christianity is a sodomite institution, has nothing to do with BC polytheistic civilized existence. So you better know that. So it goes on. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God. What God? A sodomite God. The God that you read about in Genesis 1. That's the sodomite God that they are talking about. Because God in the Bible is no God whatsoever. There's no history, no civilized history that supports what is in the Bible. Now, especially as written in the Old Testament. You see what I mean? Anytime you're dealing with the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, you're not civilized anymore. You believe that? No. It's what the white people evangelized us to believe with Billy Graham and all these other people. And eventually get black people to start doing it. They got the Indians to start doing it. But reading and understanding is a different thing. They believed too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specifically appointed by God. What God? The same sodomite, stinking God. To be a new Israel, a theocratic city up on a hill. You think about that. The actions of the Puritans toward the Indians are an excellent indication of how Reconstructionist eschatology will lead one into ungodly behavior. That's right. You believe into that Bible. Leads you. One's ungodly behavior. One's eschatology will always affect one's world view. You see. So what you're reading in the Bible about existence and what God does is an eschatology that will lead you into godly behavior. That's what it is when you believe that stuff in the Genesis. The fruit of Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission us convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. Don't say anything about this question. Your brain is too damaged to understand, you know, very plain, civilized information. It's time you start to investigate, probe into things, because it's words that let me understand that what I grew up in church was not true. If you deal with words enough, definitions, and application of the context to any issues, you will find out. You have nothing to be afraid of. Like think that you're blaspheming against God and all that kind of stuff. That is having a false perception of your human beginning. Don't jump out and start believing stuff. Jump out and look for knowledge to prove something. And don't let anybody tell you anything else, because that's only reality. Blessings to you, and you find knowledge and peace and all the good things that nourishes your mind and let you develop into the greatest character that you can be. Blessings to you.